Realm presents Silverwing. Episode 1.
Sharda watched him slip for the third time. "Did you wear the non-slip shoes?" Afton ignored her frown. Illuminated by his headlamp, it made her long scar transform into a snake attacking her brows. "I'm wearing the non-slip shoes. Stop bothering me. I need to be clear." "You can't be clear if you're unconscious." "I'm fine. My feet are fine. This cave is slippery. I'll be more careful."
"Are you sensing anything? What are you getting?"
"Do we have good communications with Dip up top? It's different. Feels weird."
"Communications are fine. Dip, one squawk if you can hear us. We'll signal again when we found something." She told the duo keeping watch over their campsite and vehicle. Sharda paused and swung her head from Afton to the darkness waiting ahead. Light splashed the craggy walls like flashes of insight, too quick to glean. "Definitely a dragon down there?"
"Definitely."
"Asleep?" The lack of hope in Sharda's voice banked on otherwise.
"Not totally. Feels weird."
"If it led you here, this might be the one." They hadn't fully entered the large cavern. Silhouetted by the cloudy light of the coastal sunset, she fidgeted with the toggle on her rope printer.
"What now, Sharda?"
"You sure about this being safe?"
"This is what we've been looking for."
"I mean, I don't doubt your diviner's connections to the Endrahunj."
"My connections? Nobody even knows what that connection is or how it works. I don't even, and I have it."
"If you sense it, shouldn't other diviners be here getting it too? I just want us to be safe."
"I sense it because I look for it. Others ignore it. No profit for them."
"No profit," Sharda dourly agreed. Afton gestured for Sharda to join him.
"You're just feeling the ghosts of all those suicides off the cliffs back there. This ain't time to get jittery. Time for righteousness. You right?"
Sharda's resolve to be the voice of reason faltered. She glanced over her shoulder at the approach.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?